In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, and with His remembrance. All of our sales are based on one principle, ensuring that the customer buys with satisfaction and ideally becomes a loyal customer. That is the hallmark of a successful sale. Now I want to share with you some trade secrets of the sales process. This has nothing to do with personality types. This is purely about the art of sales. Before I sell a product or even negotiate, I must first sell the problem to the customer. Pay attention to this. If I lack the ability to identify the customer's problem and present it effectively, they won't pay. Even if they do, the journey will be rough. My key objective is to sell them their problem, because the more I can do that, the more inclined they will be to buy and turn into a loyal customer. A professional salesperson starts by identifying the most critical problems of the customer and makes them realize that these issues are real problems. Imagine you're dealing with a procurement manager who doesn't care about price because the money isn't theirs. It's public funds. If you keep insisting on savings, they'll brush it off because the money isn't a concern for them. In cases like these, you need to present a different value proposition. Perhaps it's about improving their resume or meeting certain performance indicators. In such scenarios, your job as a salesperson is to make the customer see their problem and feel urgency around its solution. Let me give you an example. There was once a man who visited a very impoverished region called Bashagird. The people were struggling, living in very basic conditions with a few livestock. While inspecting the feed for the animals, he discovered sesame plants growing naturally. Yet this valuable resource was being overlooked. This is where the opportunity lies. Rather than just providing handouts, identifying local resources like this sesame can empower the people to become self-sufficient. The same applies to sales. If the customer doesn't realize they have a problem, even the best solution won't help. That's the core message I want to convey. Your first task is to highlight the real problem to the customer. Many people only talk about profit, but not everyone is motivated by that. Some people are so drained that telling them to focus on future gains won't resonate. You need to identify their core issue, highlight it, and once they see it clearly, they'll be ready for the solution. For instance, imagine you're speaking with someone who has suffered significant issues with a supplier. They've experienced delays and it has affected their reputation. If you can address this pain point, their willingness to work with you increases dramatically. The main takeaway is that a discount is not always the solution. You need to find the deeper fundamental issues, the ones that really matter. So what do? We make sure that our product or service solves their most pressing problems. Once they see how our solution can alleviate their concerns, they'll naturally want to engage with us. The key is understanding that not every purchase decision comes down to price. there are always underlying factors. Find those factors, emphasize them, and you'll see the customer's interest grow. The art of identifying the customer's problems requires deep listening and observation. Many salespeople rush to present their products without truly understanding what's bothering the customer. A good salesperson listens more than they speak during the initial stages of the conversation. This helps build rapport and shows the customer that you care about their specific needs. As a result, you can tailor your pitch to directly address the issues that are most important to them. If you immediately start talking about the features of your product, you risk losing their interest because you haven't addressed the why behind their purchase decision. In some cases, customers may not even be fully aware of their problems until you point them out. This is where your expertise comes in. By asking the right questions, you can uncover hidden pain points and bring them to the surface. For example, a business might be satisfied with their current supplier, but after probing, you might discover that their delivery times are inconsistent, causing delays. Highlighting the issue and offering a reliable solution not only makes you a problem solver, but also positions your product as essential to their success. Additionally, it's important to remember that different customers have different pain points. A small business owner may be focused on cost efficiency, while a larger organization might prioritize stability and reputation. Tailoring your approach to the specific needs of each client ensures that your message resonates. In sales, there is no one-size-fits-all strategy. You must adapt based on the individual or organization you're dealing with, ensuring that they feel understood and valued. Another critical aspect of selling the problem before the solution is creating a sense of urgency. When a customer feels that their problem is urgent and needs to be solved quickly, they are more likely to act. This doesn't mean manipulating them into a decision, but rather guiding them to realize the consequences of inaction. For instance, if a company continues with an unreliable supplier, they could face reputational damage or financial loss. By clearly illustrating these outcomes, you move the customer from passive interest to a sense of urgency that propels them to make a decision. What truly differentiates a skilled salesperson from a mediocre one is their ability to sell trust, not just the product. In today's market, with abundant choices and competition, customers are often overwhelmed. The secret sauce is to build a connection based on trust by showing genuine concern for the customer's needs. Selling is no longer a mere transaction, it's a relationship. When the customer believes you understand them and their pain points better than anyone else, they will choose to buy from you, even if your solution isn't the cheapest. It's about positioning yourself as a partner in solving their problems, not just a seller offering a product. Therefore, empathy is a key tool in the sales process. understand the customer's struggles, relate to them, and then show them how your solution makes their life easier or their work more efficient. This doesn't just build a sale, it builds loyalty. And loyal customers will not only return, but will also become advocates for your brand. In the end, remember this. Sales is not about pushing a product. It's about pulling the customer towards a solution they genuinely need. Finally, remember that selling is not just about making a one-time transaction. It's about building long-term relationships. Once you've identified the customer's problem and helped them solve it, they will be much more likely to come back to you for future needs. Moreover, satisfied customers often become advocates for your business, referring others and enhancing your reputation in the marketplace. The foundation of loyalty is built on trust, empathy, and a deep understanding of the customer's needs. When you consistently deliver value, you create customers for life. Always wishing you success, prosperity, and good health. God bless you all.